What is up, guys? Welcome to the SuCast. For the first time in video format, well, one of the first times here. And before we get started, real quick, if you're watching this, this is going to be on YouTube or Spotify. We've got them, right? These are the SuFam shirts that I've kind of been talking about the previous couple streams. And some of the longtime SuFam members, especially from the Facebook days, the Facebook stream days, have already got themselves a shirt. So I gave out a few back in Conquest. And now we're going to be giving them away for members that join the SuFam tier 3, I believe, here on YouTube, if you're watching on YouTube. So that we'll be doing monthly raffles for merchandise and stickers and whatnot like that. So this is part of it, one of the first that are going to be going out. So if you guys want to join, feel free to. Other than, of course, the rest of MSC, which we'll be talking about today, we have more giveaways from Moonton, of course, and from myself for those knockout stages. So if you guys want to join the SuFam on YouTube, all right? We'll leave a link in the description as well for this. Now, I usually do this just in the audio version for the SuCast. Today, I wanted to go ahead and try to do video because I wanted to talk about some stuff specifically for MSC and also to get in the habit of this, because very soon the SuCast will be in an actual studio, hopefully once things are finalized there, and we'll actually have a show, and can't wait to talk more about it, but that's all I can say for now. So today, with all that being said, we're going to be talking about MSC 2023. First off, the group stages, because they just concluded just yesterday. And, you know, so now we have all the teams that have been knocked out and we'll be heading into the knockout stages, I believe, tomorrow. What is today? The 14th? Yes, tomorrow is the knockout stages starting. So I want to talk specifically about group stage first. And, you know, I'm going to be looking. I don't have dual monitor setup, guys. I don't have it anymore. So I'm going to have to read some of the notes I made on my phone. All right. So if you see me looking at my phone, I'm looking at notes here. A big thing for me, too, initially off the bat for MSC, you know, of course, I wish I could be there, but the talents that are casting this, they're killing it. And just overall, I feel like the venue, the audience, Cambodia in general has done an amazing job so far. I can't wait to see what's in store for knockouts. I'm not sure how much it's going to change, or if it's more or less going to be, you know, what we saw from group stages, because it was packed, man. Like the stage was packed, or the venue was packed. The audience was great. If you guys have not seen it, let me show you a quick thing here. Of the setup that they have, it was very impressive, man. It kind of reminded me something of like what they had at M4. So you guys should be able to see this. This is the stage. It's packed in here. This is about to be the OP versus BurnX Flash game yesterday. They have these cool animations here, right? Like the 3D thing loading into the game. I don't think it shows up here, but in the middle of that is where the Atlas would be. Look at, there's the audience, right? It was absolutely packed. And I just think that, you know, the Cambodian audience, they all love MLBB. They're all hype. And it was nice to see. You know, it's really nice to see that kind of unfold there. So very, very nice venue. Awesome crowd, it seems like. And on top of that, just real quick to the host, I believe her name was Mickey. I can't remember the full name, but Mickey off the bat. You know, I feel like some people have had their criticisms about her and her hosting and whatnot. But honestly, man, I think she's doing a great job. You guys have to understand that the standard for hosting, especially these international events, is very high, because you have, you know, people like Mara that has been doing it forever, right? Mara from the Philippines, even Clara from M4. And honestly, that's a high standard, guys. Like, if you're watching this and you just kind of put that in perspective in your mind, like, the standard is where Mara is, and Mara does an amazing job at really helping everybody, even to us talents, us casters, to improve. And I know that every time she gets to work with other hosts from around the world, she really pours in that knowledge that she has, and she shares that information with them to make everybody better. And in this case, Mickey, I think she's been the MPL Cambodian host for a while, at least maybe from the start of it. I'm not 100% sure, but you know, she clearly knows what she's doing. I think, again, you just have to consider the fact that this is on a very big stage, a very big scale. It's a very big jump for someone like that. Almost, for example, when I was casting MSC for the first time last year, I was nervous. I'm way different as a caster now than I was last year at MSC. You know what I mean? So, regardless of what's being said, I know a lot of people support her too. They loved her as a host, and she really did her best. And I'm sure she'll look back at this also and look for room for improvement, as everybody should, because that's just how you get better. But I don't think Mickey will actually see this or hear this podcast. But if she does, or if anyone throws it her way, I think you did an amazing job. Just keep continuing doing what you're doing, because you obviously have great potential, and I think you're a great host. So hope to see you in the future, if that ever happens, Mickey. But aside from that, again, it was a great job. Overall, venue, crowd, hosting, even when the guys from the talents got to co-host with Mickey, it was fun. You know, as a viewer myself this time, like, I've really enjoyed it. I enjoyed some of the jokes that were happening, it was entertaining, some of the awkwardness going around. But again, you have to understand that Mickey's first language is probably not English. So just the fact that she's doing this hosting in both, I think it's called Khmer, and English is already amazing. Like, when I'm trying to speak Tagalog, dude, if I was trying to host in Tagalog, yo, I could not do that, right? So respect to anybody that can do that bilingually, because that is very, very difficult to do. Enough of that though. Again, casters too, all the casters doing an amazing job. I miss them dearly. Aside from the work that we love to do as casting, we love spending time with each other, from all around the regions, the world. And really, these events are like our times as casters even to get to hang out, you know, catch up, see how things have been going in life, and also just talk about a game that we all love, right? So all doing an amazing job. It was also great to finally see Abstract cast in MSC. Now, I've seen him cast before in MPL Singapore, but, you know, it was just awesome to see him finally cast. I think he did an amazing job. I don't know what it is, man. MPL Singapore just breeds these rap god casters, and they do it so well. Even Scrubby Cheeks, when she was back in MSC with me my first time, I was like, dang, she's good. You know what I mean? So MPL Singapore, props to you guys. Abstract, great casting. Can't wait to see more of this. And I didn't even know that you were Jay's mentor. Jay's his mentor. But apparently he told me that in one of the streams. So that is amazing. Now, I want to move on here to the actual games. And this is where I'll go ahead and switch things over. So we can take a look at the Liquipedia. Okay. So let's take a look at the groups here. Let me just make sure I have this set up. Okay. Let's take a look at the groups right now. First off, you guys already know how the groups went. Group A, B, C, D, right? They played throughout. I didn't do a prediction video because honestly, I wanted to see the groups before I did like a knockout prediction. I know some people like to predict the whole thing, but for me, it's such a big kind of toss in the air, especially with some of these new additions here for this MSC. And so I really just wanted to watch it, right? I really just wanted to go and relax and kind of watch these group stage matches. Now, I do say that I think the format was good. I like this format. I like this format because it... Now, in a way, the format was kind of intended also to avoid a PH versus PH grand finals, but I don't know. More on that later. But I like the format for this MSC more than the previous year. I think it was also a lot more high stakes, I feel like. But, you know, just going real quick about this, group by group, honestly expected this with Echo. I think everybody did, you know, defending world champions here. Echo is just on a hunt to get that MSC title. They'll have a bunch of accolades if they do actually secure that, even on an individual level. Like, for example, Carl Teasy. Now, Fimp, Fireflux, Impunity. I wasn't too sure about these two, how this would go. But obviously, Fimp, better, just better than Team Evo here. So they make it through. Team Evo drops out of Group A. Group B, this was awesome. Now, I didn't expect this. Initially, with RSG Slate Singapore, I didn't expect them to be the top of the group. I'm going to be real. I do like RSG. You guys know that I'm a huge RSG fanboy, especially RSG Philippines. Now, RSG Slate Singapore, I've liked them too. I just didn't expect this in their group. I expected them to get through the group, but not have the performance that they did. Some of the most entertaining games from group stage was from RSG Slate Singapore. And like Diablo's Bedang Diablo, whatever you want to call it, Alpha came out. Like, I loved seeing that. So props to RSG Slate Singapore. I wish them the best of luck in knockouts. EVOS Legends, you know, they went the 1-1. Phoenix Esports, it's unfortunate what, you know, the kind of performance that Phoenix Esports had, but hopefully they bounce back and everything as a region as well. Group C, man. Part of me is like, this is what I expected, but this isn't like what I was like. I wanted more out of this group specifically, Outplay. You guys know I root for America. I root for the NA region, right? And I don't like Onyx Esports expected, right? Expected they go 2-0, top of their seat. BurnX, Flash, and Outplay for me was a toss up. I didn't know who would squeeze through this. I thought it also would be just a little bit closer. You know, I thought Outplay would at least be able to get a win in a way, but BurnX, Flash played out of their minds. And they had that home court advantage. The crowd was cheering them on, you know, and they play really well. Outplay, on the other hand, dude, like, I don't know. I'm going to be real. I was kind of disappointed with their performance. Not kind of. I was disappointed with the performance of Outplay because it was a very different Outplay from what I saw in NACT. I don't know what happened. I don't think it's a single, you know, single person's fault or anything like that with Outplay. I don't know. You know, I don't know if they were just not ready, if they were nervous, if it was a combination of it. Even when you watch their game and you break it down on an analytical level, they just weren't playing their game. You know, they had some nice moments here and there, but for the most part, it just didn't seem like the Outplay that I saw in NACT. And I was really hoping that, again, it would have been a toss up for me, Burn or Outplay. But Burn just played better. You know what I mean? So, and I don't know if the crowd had a factor or not, but Outplay just did not, they did not play very well. They did not outplay their opponents, right? So hopefully they can bounce back and have a better chance, or whether it's BTK or who knows what's going to happen in the NA region. That's one of the great things about keeping an eye on the NA region, right? What's going to happen over there? Group D, honestly, this is what I expected of Group D. Blacklist, International, and Todak. I love Team Occupy, man, especially after seeing them in M4 and meeting some of them personally. But this was a very hard group for them. You know what I mean? Like Todak, yeah, they could have beaten Todak. Talking about Team Occupy could have probably beaten Todak. But at the same time, like, Todak is just a different beast, I feel like. And that worked in their favor, right? And even the win that they took against Blacklist International with the Chiku guys, like, backdoor, even though they were getting stomped, literally they were getting stomped. But yeah, expected, right? Blacklist, Onyx, Echo. This is what you expect from these teams, right? Onyx, Blacklist, Echo. You expect them to be at the top of their seed, at the top of their group. This one was a toss-up for me. RSG Slate Singapore gets that top. So now we go over to the knockout stage. This is the format we have. So I'm going to pull up this, right? We're going to go into predictions now, guys, okay? Let's go into predictions. Now, predictions for the knockout stage. This is where things, like, if you look at it, there was already a ton of people saying things online about it, right? Now, part of it is because, let me just adjust this for a second. Okay, because I gotta get prediction ready here. Because I'm actually gonna do predictions, right? Okay. Let's take a look at this. Now, if you look at this bracket, most people are like, dude, what in tarnation? You know, because the right side, that's kind of like a bloodbath initially, just back and forth between the four teams that are here. People look at the left side and they're like, dude, what? Like Blacklist International over here. And then, you know, they just put Blacklist International overpowered. They're going to breeze through this. They're going to end up here. Like, that's what a lot of people feel like, right? And then for me, honestly, this one, there's a little bit more to it. I think a lot of people feel that way. So let's go ahead and go through this. Not going to drag this on too long here, but that's the thing. I want to start. Let's go ahead and just start with this. Let's go ahead and start with the left side. Okay. RSG Slate Singapore and Burn X Flash. Now, this matchup, honestly, can go either way. I really feel like that. Because especially with Burn X Flash, home court advantage, crowd cheering them on like crazy. And also just they've been playing really well. They've been playing really well for the most part. RSG Singapore, same thing. They've been playing really well. They've been playing some interesting picks. Love the Bedang. I think if Burn X Flash has an answer for that, again, with home crowd advantage buff and all that stuff, and what they've learned from group stages after watching RSG Slate Singapore, this is going to be hopefully a five-game series. That is what I'm hoping for. Please go five games. But I'm still going to say, I know it's the home team, guys. I know it's the home team, but I'm going to put RSG 3-2. Okay? Now, if something else happens, it very much could. I'm going to put that there. I'm going to say, like, this could be very different. Right? It very much could be. But seeing how the way that RSG has been playing lately, I think they win in a five-game series here. I think also at the same time, a lot of this will come down to I was going to say XP lane, like your XP lane matchup, your jungle matchup specifically. But this could be flip-flopped. I'm just going to put it out there. This could be flip-flopped. Just home court advantage, crowd advantage, and just learning how to deal with RSG Slate Singapore's kind of funky picks, right? But right now, again, I'm an RSG fanboy, putting RSG ahead of this 3-2. And then for this next one, Blacklist International, FIMP. FIMP, I'm sorry, but, you know, I see this being a sweep. The best of three. Blacklist International, what they showed, especially yesterday's match, it's just like, I don't know what happened, dude. Blacklist is a different Blacklist. Whoops. Blacklist is a different Blacklist from what we saw in the playoffs. Like, hands down. I don't know why I can't copy this, dude. What's going on here, buddy? But I will say that, like, this Blacklist is a very different Blacklist from what we saw in MPL playoffs season 11. I don't know what they did aside from, like, prepare, but they're clean, and Edward is better than ever. Honestly, like, Edward is insane. Now for this. For this one, RSG, Blacklist, as much as I want to say, you know, I think RSG will bring this to a five-game series. I don't see that happening. I see if we did go five games, I don't know. I just, like, again, going off the way that Blacklist International played in group stages, especially the last day, they look so clean. I don't think they sweep this. I don't think they sweep it. I think RSG does get one win. But ultimately, Blacklist International gets this 3-1. I'll put this at 3-1. right? So then we go ahead and we have these guys. I think I guess I just have to right click this. So Singapore, RSG slate, Singapore goes down here, right? Yeah. Okay. Blacklist International wins here. Gotta make my boxes better. Blacklist International goes here. RSG Singapore there. So that completes that side, right? Now for the next side, this is the more interest. This is the more, I feel like, sweaty side, right? This could go honestly different ways here. I do think. Well, let me go ahead and start with Echo. I think Echo, again, Todak is just kind of finicky. You know, they are just kind of finicky. So I'll go ahead and say that I think Echo. Echo and Todak, I want to say it's going to be a 3-1 as well for here for this best of five. Just because I think Todak can bring one game if they do something like cheeky. But again, you're doing it against a team like Echo that is known for doing cheeky things as well. They might be able to pull off some cheeky cheeky guys. But it's very unlikely that it happens, but I do want to say I think, again, Todak being Todak, that Lungar strategy, they might be able to best of five, take that one game from Echo, but I don't think they get more than one game. Echo is just too damn good also, right? Now for this one, you know, Onic, Eve, and Evos, I think this one is just, they're going to make quick work. Onic will make quick work of it, and this is going to be a sweep. Right? I think this will be a sweep here. Onic is also just on top of their, like, for the most part, even if Kyrie's like having a bad game, his team can pick him up. Right? Like, his team picks him up. Now, this Echo and Onic, this would be amazing, right? This match will be amazing, just either way. Onic, thinking back of M4 too, like their match against Echo was iconic, you know, even for me at casting it. But again, I think in this situation, we just see Echo. Hopefully, I'm hoping we get that 5-game series. I really am hoping that we get that 5-game series, but I just see this. I see it could be a back and forth. One thing I want to know is how much did Onic remember, or how much did Onic learn, you know, from what they saw? Because obviously, like, Coach Yeb, Kyrie, they were in the MPL playoffs watching. You know, and at the same time, we know that they always scrim against, like, they can scrim against each other, preparing for MSC. We know that they know each other very well. But I think mechanically, Echo just comes out kind of on top of this, victorious and whatnot, in way. Again, part of me is hoping that Onic ID can end up in the grand finals versus Blacklist International. I really am hoping for that because it would be super exciting. And I know the audience does not want a Philippine versus Philippine grand final. That's just what I see happening here. Whew, so this is tough. But again, I think this is going to be a 5-game series and we just go 3-2 Echo. That's what I think is going to happen, because a lot of the times, just going objectively here, Echo is really a team that learns so fast on the fly from game to game to game. Sometimes we even within that game, like, they make corrections just so quickly, and on a lane to lane basis, they're so stacked. Like, they are just a stacked team. So if one or two people falter, they're usually able to pick themselves up in some way or another. So, you know, and then in this term, Onic Esports, I just see them sweeping. You know, they could most likely sweep here. I just see this Onic Esports sweeping RSG Slate Singapore, and then we get to the grand final. And it's a Philippine versus Philippine grand final once again. Everybody's favorite type of grand final. MPL S11 rematch. M4 rematch. But I hope to God, if this happens, this better not be a sweep. Because that would be how many times in a row that Echo would sweep Blacklist. This is not going to happen. Please, 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 please. Best of seven, go seven games. That's what I'm hoping for. I hope at the grand finals we get to a 3-3 and it comes down to one game. I really do hope it comes down to that one game. And I'm just going to say, I see this being... Oh, this is so hard, dude. Because I love both. Honestly, I love both teams. But just because I'm thinking about like story here, and also just as a whole, as team plus player plus hero pool, all that stuff. I can just see this being a 3-4. Echo wins again. Echo wins again, but it's not a sweep. Again, going off what I know from the information, especially from M4, from season 11, how they were just so dominant. This time, what I'm hoping for is that Blacklist International has made enough improvements to the point where they can bring us to a 7-game MSC grand final. But at the very end, I just think Echo inches out and they get that W. They win MSC 2023. That's what I'm putting. So screenshot it if you want. Again, I'm usually not that accurate on predictions, guys. I'm really not. Like, part of me predicts because, like, you know, maybe I fanboy for one team, then I go off objectives and kind of like analytics from another team. Like, even for me, for example, I love RSG Slate Philippines. RSG Slate Singapore. I love RSG in general, right? Philippines and Singapore. So a lot of the times I am rooting for them. I love the Raiders because, you know, even back in the day, up until recently, one of my favorite football teams was the Raiders, you know, American football. And of course, when it comes down to Blacklist and Echo, I love both teams. I really do. But that's when I have to go and just think, okay, based on, you know, statistics and history and whatnot, Echo, I just think is a crazy, crazy team. Like, they're just on point. And I feel like it's really hard to defeat Echo because they are just this super team right now. And that's how I feel. But hopefully we get a 7-game series, guys. And I'm just saying that not only as a caster, but as a fan, as a viewer, 7-game series, because when we got that in NACT, that was freaking awesome, man. And I'm hoping that we have that as MSC. We will break some records, probably, if it's a 7-game series, even if it is Philippines versus Philippines. If not, if somehow this is not a Philippine-Philippine grand final, even better for a lot of people around the world. I will admit, you know, hey, I will admit, a lot of people don't want to see Philippines versus Philippines grand finals. Totally understandable. They want to see other countries rise up. And now that we have so many Philippine imports around the world, who's to say that it can't happen? Like, I'll just leave that there. But I don't know. Let me know what you guys think in the comments. If you're watching this on YouTube, who you think will be up in the grand finals, who you think will win. Again, at this point, it's still anybody's game. We don't know what can happen between now and that grand final, that semifinal part in the tournament for the knockouts. But I know it'll be good, and I know people have their favorites and everything. But one thing I will say is, guys, sportsmanship, like, even as viewers, I know this is going to go on deaf ears for a lot of people. But just remember, at the end of the day, the people that you are talking about are human as well. And regardless of what happens, they're all giving their best effort to put on a show, to win, to gain pride for their country, their family, their friends, and even themselves. Right, a lot of these players are doing this even for themselves on an individual level, trying to accomplish things. Right, so just sometimes it irks me when I see some really bad stuff, messed up stuff in the comment sections. Again, just it's sometimes it's better just to turn the chat off and watch and enjoy the games. All right. But that's it for now. Thank you guys so much for watching or listening to this edition of the SuCast, my MSC 2023 kind of group stage reaction plus prediction for knockouts. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section below, and we'll see you in the next one. We'll see you in the streams for knockouts starting tomorrow, the 15th up to the 18th. All right. GG, WP.